Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, happy holidays, everybody. It is Christmas Eve. We are just chilling out for the next 4 hours. My name is Andy Baskin. His name is Dan Menigan. Jeff has the day off. And Dan, happy holidays to you. How are you?
Very happy holidays to you as well. I'm doing well, buddy. I'm doing real well.
I had a little sneak peek there. I had to jump on the morning show. I didn't realize that was going to happen. Do you really think I would leave my kids at home?
Let's see. I got 4 hours of radio ahead
yeah.
of me. And at least, hopefully, a few months of shows.
As the home alone scenario.
Home, because employment is good.
Yeah.
I don't think you would.
I would never.
I think
never.
Now... I think you would get to, like, maybe the end of the street and look back and go, oh, crud, and then have to turn around and come back. But I don't think you'd go much farther.
I'll be honest with you. We run some PSA spots where, you know, people are always like, hey, make sure you check that you didn't leave your kid in the car during the summer and stuff or during the winter. That's scary. I think every
that's
parent.
Really scary.
It's amazing. Like, once you have kids and it's been, you know, 18 years now since we had our last one, that it's just you realize, like, when you're coming home from the hospital after you have that first kid, that there's like speed limits and stop signs and things that you never noticed before, and you're like, oh, that's interesting, and you're like, hey, that's not an optional stop sign, is it?
Right. So I probably should not roll.
And then
this.
you suddenly start getting mad at other drivers. Like, I don't know that I ever had got mad at other drivers while I was driving before we had kids, and then all of a sudden it was like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, so you realize, I think, once you become a parent. And then the holidays, like, I started thinking about this the other day, because when the kids were little, man, my wife and I would stay up all night on Christmas Eve or the night before Christmas Eve putting toys together. Like, that was probably the greatest gift ever, was to not have to put toys together the night before. Like, I remember putting together, like, Lego tables and dollhouses and all this stuff, and you're just like... And when you're working, and you're working nights, especially at the time when I was working nights, it was just like you didn't have enough time to do it. So you started at midnight and you were hopefully done by 3-4 in the morning.
God, good for you. Good for you for doing that. When I wonder, I never asked my folks if they did anything like that. I'm not 100% sure. I got to check. My guess is they did. You know, nothing really stand. I think they put bikes together and all that kind
yeah.
of stuff in between.
I did bikes one year. I remember doing that.
Yeah, Remember doing bicycles as well. I've done that for the niece and the nephew, where I've had to go build bicycles for them.
All right, this is probably I'm going behind the scenes here. This is one of the most bizarre shows we've ever done, because Dan sits in a glass room behind me, or is off on the side, and that's the producer's room.
I am in a room that would make a college dorm room feel actually roomy.
Oh my, yes,
that's
for sure.
The way I would describe this. This thing, I would compare it to maybe about a half bath.
Right.
And even that, probably the half bath might have a little bit more room than the room I'm in.
All right. So somehow or some way, we got to get more light in that room, because all I see is me talking back at me. Remember you'd walk through like a department store or something, they've had those two-way mirrors, and you're like, I wonder if someone's watching me right now. That I am now literally watching myself twice over in the window, and I can, but like, Dan, I can't even see you.
Are we doing Mel Brooks and Spaceballs with Dark Helmet on there?
Yeah.
This don't is, have that thing down in front of me. I don't know if you're making faces at
it. It is unbelievably goofy. Like, I can't see in there to see. I almost want to do the show on you. There we go. Much better. Okay, now I can see.
The problem is, as well, is the this room is too small for the chair that's in it as well, so it's kind of like this balancing act.
Okay.
And the fact that I stand on top of it,
I just think you need more light in that room. That room doesn't have a lot of light in it. So I know that's just how it is. We've got things going on in the show today. We're actually going to talk about sports despite the fact that we're 5.5 minutes into the show and I haven't said a word about anything. Cavaliers, nice job last night. Hey, way better. He turned the light on. Now I get it.
Bruh.
Nice job out of the Cavaliers.
Back to Spaceballs question.
Yeah, back to Spaceballs. No, so we'll talk a little bit about the Cavs today. Tim May is going to join us a little bit later in the show. I can't wait to talk about college football with him. Chris Rose, we're also looking for another college football guest that we were on standby for. It'll be a surprise guest if we get him on the air. But I think yesterday there was some really interesting stuff going on at the station with Albert Breer on the show, on the afternoon drive.
Absolutely. So Albert Breer hopped on the afternoon show, and you know, we've all been kind of kicking around the same general thoughts. What does the coaching staff look like? What does the front office look like? What does the roster construction look like? But Albert Breer put up another thought that hadn't totally crossed my mind quite yet.
I mean, there's only 32, right? So there's that piece of it. They don't have a long-term quarterback right now. So that might put them behind, you know, a team like the Giants, a team like the Titans, depending on what you think of Dart or Ward. But there is young talent on hand now, and you do have 2 first-round picks. So I think there is the opportunity, if you're a young coach, to go in there and sort of create your own thing. You know, like, you're not inheriting a ton of pieces that you can't do anything with. For me, if I was a candidate, I would look at it and I'd say a really good class going into its second year, 2 first-round picks, a couple of veteran star players, ownership that's willing to spend and do what it takes to win, like, despite, you know, things having gone sideways over the course their ownership. And so from there, it would kind of come down to, am I comfortable with Andrew Berry? And am I comfortable with the structure that they're setting up? Can I bring in somebody on the personnel side that has the same vision as me? Those would all be questions that you'd be asking if you were a coach looking at that job and you had options maybe other places.
Is it a sexy job in the NFL? Let's start there.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Maybe I'm too close to everything and I'm not seeing the forest through the trees. Staring at it from this angle, with the fact that I am anchored with a Deshaun Watson contract, I have an entire offensive line I got to rebuild. Got young quarterbacks who are somewhat unproven.
Again, we're talking about the head coaching position, not the general manager
right,
position.
But,
okay, just want to make sure.
But we know this. As a coach, you look at all these things, and especially as a big-time coach, the last thing these guys want to do is have to come in and anchor the rebuild. They want to come in and they want to win. And so if you want to come in and win, there has to be a foundation here to do that. Now, you could call the defense a foundation, But on the offensive side of the ball, if you're going to bring in an offensive head coach, I mean, what, you're looking at probably 2 years before you can get this offense up and cooking?
At least.
So
to a consistent level where you think you could win in the playoffs, right? Not just get me to the playoffs, get to the playoffs and actually win a game.
Right.
Yeah.
Like next year, your whole goal would be to kind of be just a frisky team that gives people a hard time when they come into your building. And then when you go over there, you kind of give them a hard time and your offense can hang a little bit and maybe you come up short. You know, the Buffalo game being the standard of what next year would probably look like for that head coach. And I don't know how close they are to being in that place. You still need a wide receiver one. You still need a couple tackles. You need a guard. I mean, do you see this job as being desirable? Or am I just not seeing the forest through the trees?
I just don't see it as being desirable if you were a veteran head coach that was wanted. Like if we were a year removed from Vrabel, right? And Vrabel was an option. You know, other than the fact that we all think that Mike Vrabel would want it a little bit because he's from here, but or maybe because he wanted a job at the point. I don't know. There's been so much chaos in the organization and trying to figure out how they want to get to and whether you want to say it was. I'm still a little dumbfounded by Super Bowl window one and Super Bowl window two that Mary Kay talks about, and she did it again yesterday. And at least she explained it yesterday because I didn't get it the first time she was talking about it. That Super Bowl window one was complete, except for the quarterback, and that's a big incomplete then, and that they failed on Deshaun Watson. That didn't work. So that now that they're in this second window where they were able to go out and have a really good draft last year, but, you know, it's one draft, and I think they have to – I just don't know. It's patience versus what the NFL actually is. Mm-hmm. But the organization itself, and this dates back to before the Haslams, just never has had patience. And, you know, I give the Haslams credit because in the beginning they were just on fire with firing. So like, how many guys are we going to coach? How are we going to pay to coach to not coach our team? Sorry. That, you know, you put yourself in that spot and then they slowed things down tremendously slowed things down with Kevin and with Andrew. And now they're at a critical point where their patience is 100% being tested by what they're going to do in the fact that they move forward. I am not going to be surprised if they stay status quo going into next year.
I would not be surprised if they went status quo as well.
But I'm also not going to be surprised if Kevin gets let go at the end of the year too, because unfortunately it's the game.
You know what? I would be surprised.
If they're both back or
I would be surprised if they're both back. The Stefanski problem, I think the guy can coach. I think he's an intelligent football mind. I think he knows what he is doing. I don't think the guy is a colossal dum-dum, though you may disagree with him on a couple fourth down calls and two-point conversions and that kind of stuff.
Name me a coach that hasn't driven you crazy at some point. I mean, every coach does something that you don't agree with. You have a mindset and you have a preconceived notion that you should go for it on fourth and one or you should run a trick play here or... You know, the definition of a great coach, I think, sometimes is just all based on luck.
I'm not trying.
Because their plays are executed the way they want them to. How often does a play actually work?
I'm not trying to be a jerk. We can call my grandfather right now, and he would go off on Vince Lombardi for about 10 minutes.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
I can't believe in the ice bowl they ran sweep right when they should have ran sweep left. What the hell? Should have pulled Jerry Kramer. I don't know what the hell he's doing out there. So you would hear it from all of them. Like, even the best coaches ever, their fans are sitting there complaining about them. And complaining about play calls and all that kind of stuff. Like, that's the name of the game. And especially now that everybody has Madden at their fingertips and are calling timeouts and are acting like the pseudo head coach. Well, it's a different animal when you're standing on the sideline than it is when you're holding an Xbox controller. You know, it's a completely different story when you have to watch this play get executed to the best degree when you're holding a PlayStation controller and could go, oh, wide receiver one ran the wrong route. Okay, let's throw it over here. Because I got all 22 film. It looks a lot better and is a lot easier when you're holding a video game controller.
Yeah, I was it yesterday that Tom said he was 50-50 on these guys coming back?
Yes.
I would say the same thing. Because I just don't know what the front office is going to do. I don't know what ownership really wants to do here. And in most places, I think we can get a good feel for what could happen based on history and where you're going with this thing. When Jimmy Haslam said swing and a miss in the beginning of the year on Deshaun Watson, I think the expectations were low. But he also said 3 wins isn't going to hack it. So they need to. If they lose the next two games, it probably you're looking at a change. You are. Kevin's going to land somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be happy that he's gone. You may say to yourself, oh, look at this. Kevin's not with another team and they're having success. Why couldn't he do that here? Well, I mean, look at the offensive line. What, 13 different looks this year?
The amount of quarterbacks that have rolled in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all – there are so many variables that have taken place with the Cleveland Browns over the last 3 years that it's insane. I mean, it's just insane.
I just don't – and do it, you know, when I go back and think about the Browns going through coaching searches, right, and how the Haslams have gone through this. I mean, you remember when they went through it with Lombardi and Banner? And how many different coaches, coaching candidates got rolled in here, and I wonder how many of those guys said no to the Browns, you know, and then you end up with Mike Pettine, which I like Mike. I thought Mike did a decent job.
Yeah.
I also liked Pat Shurmur before that. So I just like, but just because you like them doesn't mean that they're good coaches, doesn't exactly. mean that they're going to have success, and that you're also hoping that it's a likable coach who can figure out the Rubik's Cube, right? That can make all the sides one color when it's just, I just think it's really difficult. And what Florio said a couple weeks ago on our show, Mike Florio, just the whole notion of you do realize 31 teams are not having a parade this year. And it's not easy to do this. And it's not, it's just, we see other teams in the NFL have at least limited success.
Right.
And I think it's hard to sit here in Cleveland and say, be patient, be patient.
Well, and not only that side of it, you've seen teams go up and then go back down and then come back up.
Yeah.
I mean, you watched the Patriots dynasty with Belichick and Brady, and now you're watching, you know, it find its way back up with Drake May and Mike Vrabel. That's the stuff that's like, okay, you need to.
Can you imagine if they win the whole thing this year?
It'd be insanity.
If the Patriots win the whole thing,
it would be insanity.
Man,
if they did it again, I mean, that's the part of this that is so puzzling to everyone is the fact that my word. You've watched the Patriots go down or go up, down, and back up before you even had your 2 to 3 year stretch of making the playoffs.
You didn't even have time to go up and go to the bathroom, right? They didn't. They just, I'll be right back. It's basically what they said.
And this league is built to turn these things around quickly. And yet, for some reason, it has not happened here.
I don't know. Well, we'll play it out. Let's talk about it. Do you think that this job would be coveted? Other than the fact it's easy to get on and say, oh, well, there's only 32 of these jobs. But do you really think the Browns head coaching job right now is something that if there was a really hot candidate that everybody want and you knew you could get instant success from, do you think they would actually want this job, knowing that there are going to be other openings in the NFL? So we'll talk about that. I also want to hear a little bit more about what Albert Breer had to say yesterday because, man, he dropped a bunch of nuggets out there about things that could be happening to the Browns and are currently happening to the Browns. 216-474-0092. That's the number to call in. Tim May coming up at noon. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.